Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnayos Pei Haper Gimel Mishnah Ches and Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnayos are being learned. B'schus Rav Shlomo Zalman v'Zugos and Marus Yitav v'Chol Yitzchak Chalutzim. They should be gebenched with Siyata Deshmaya, good health, Parnos b'Shefa, and Kol Tov Sela. And with Mishnah Ches, we continue with this concept of Karka Kol Shehu, even the smallest amount of Karka. Hakosef Nechasav La'avde. A person writes over his Nechasim to his Eved. He has a non-Jewish Eved, an Eved Kenani, and he writes him a document saying, "I'm giving you every single one of my possessions." Yasa ben Chayrin. So this Eved gets to go free. Why is that? Because by writing a shtar saying you can have all my possessions, he's also saying you can have yourself, meaning you can go free. However, Shiar Karka Kolshu, if he left over even a little bit of Karka, if he wrote in his shtar, "I'm giving you everything that I own, except for that little piece of property on the corner of the block," lo yatza ben chayrin, so then he does not go free. Since the master left over a little bit that he's keeping for himself, we also say that he intends to keep the Eved as well. So you're going to ask, why in the world would he give his Eved a shtar in which it's written that he's giving him all of his property, minus a little bit, when in essence the shtar accomplished nothing, and the Eved remains an Eved, and the property remains the master's? So the answer is, because really just a way to compliment the Eved, that he's regarded so highly that he's befitting to take all the master's property. He's just really trying to compliment the Eved, but he's not really trying to give him anything. However, Reb Shimon says, and he argues with Tanakama, he tells us, "La'olam hu ben chayrin," this Eved is always going to go free, even though a little piece of property was left over, because we say this master intended to keep the property for himself, but give the Eved himself, meaning let the Eved go free. An sheyomer, until the master says, meaning until he writes in the shtar, "Harei kol nechasai nusun la'ish plani avdi," all my possessions are given to that person who's my Eved, chutz me'echad me'riba shebehem, except for 1/10,000th of them. And since the master didn't stipulate exactly what that 1/10,000th is that he's keeping, so then we can say that the master actually intended to leave over the Eved, and that's what he meant by 1/10,000th. Now, even though the Eved is very possibly worth way more than that, it could be that the master doesn't think so, and that's what he intended by saying, "I'm leaving over 1/10,000th for myself, and you, my wonderful Eved, is not really worth any more than 1/10,000th of my property." And now to Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph, we're going to be addressing what exactly is the best way to go about giving Peah. So Mishnah Aleph tells us, "Hapeah nitenes b'mechor b'lekarka." Peah is given with that which is connected to the ground. As we've said previously, he has to leave his field unharvested, so he just leaves everything there, and then the aniyim come and they gather it. That's the best way to give Peah. However, Bedellus, when we're dealing with a creeping grapevine, it's creeping all over a trellis and wooden sticks and maybe even a tree. Uvedekel, and when we're dealing with a very tall palm tree, it works differently. Balabayas mardu mechalk laniyim. The Balabayas, he's the one that takes down the Peah and he distributes it to the aniyim. The reason for this is because when aniyim go into a field to collect Peah, it's kind of a mad rush, a mad dash. They're all running in trying to chop as much Peah as they can. And with these things, there's actually big danger that they're going to try to climb on the trellis and climb on the tree to get the grapes, or they're going to try to climb all the way up this really, really tall palm tree. One might shove another, someone might fall, and it's very dangerous. Therefore, we say that the Baal Bayis, he takes it down and he distributes it to them. Now, Reb Shimon says that this applies af b'chalikei ha'gozim, even with walnut trees that are very smooth. The trunk of a walnut tree is very smooth. There isn't really any knotted wood that you can climb up and get a good handhold or foothold. So therefore, even with walnut trees, he has to take it down himself and give it to the aniyim. Now, going back to the first halacha, that the best way to leave Peah is just simply to leave it and have the aniyim come and take it themselves. So afilu tishim v'tisha oimrim l'chalik, even if 99 aniyim say, "You know what, we don't want to take it ourselves, we want you to go harvest it and distribute it to us." V'achad oimer l'vayza, one person says, "No, we're going to go and grab as much as we can, like we should be doing." L'zeh shoymen, you listen to that one person, even though he's one voice against 99. Why is that? Sh'amar ka'alacha, because he said exactly as Alacha says, so we listen to him and not to everyone else. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.